IPC policies and procedures for pneumonia. Pneumonia is an inflammatory process of the lung parenchyma caused by a microbial agent. Microaspiration of oropharyngeal secretions is the most common route by which these microbial agents reach one or both lungs. Once having reached the lungs, the microorganisms are able to kill the defense cells, and the lungs then develop a local inflammatory response, which leads to a systemic inflammatory response. Types of pneumonia. Pneumonia is often classified according to the site where symptoms are identified because causative organisms are likely to be different and therefore treatment will likely differ. Community-acquired pneumonia, CAP. Pneumonia occurring in any patient admitted to the hospital from the community. Healthcare-acquired pneumonia, HCAP. Pneumonia occurring in patients with any of the following special epidemiological characteristics. 1. Hospitalized in an acute care hospital for 2 or more days within 90 days of the current infection. 2. Resided in a nursing home or LTC facility. 3. Received recent intravenous antibiotic therapy, chemotherapy or wound care within the past 30 days of current infection. Or 4. Attended a hospital or hemodialysis clinic. These patients are considered to be at risk for colonization by bacteria similar to hospitalized patients and so are at risk for infection by potential EMDROS. Hospital-acquired pneumonia, HAP, pneumonia developing greater than or equal to 48 hours after admission to the hospital. Ventilator-associated pneumonia, VAP, and ventilator-associated event, VAE. These are addressed later in this topic. Non-ventilator hospital-acquired pneumonia, NVHAP. Pneumonia identified in patients not on mechanical ventilation. Etiology. Pneumonia may be caused by a large variety of microorganisms. Microbiology workup usually requires 1 to 3 days for culture and sensitivity. Thus, the initial treatment for the majority of patients is empirical. The recommended empirical treatment for pneumonia should cover the 4 most common pathogens that cause CAP, including Streptococcus pneumoniae, Haemophilus influenzae, Moraxella catarrhalis, and Staphylococcus aureus, as well as atypical pathogens, such as Legionella spp, Chlamydia pneumoniae, and Mycoplasma pneumoniae, and most of the relevant Enterobacteria CS species. Pulmonary TB caused by M. tuberculosis can mimic pneumonia. Therefore, TB should be suspected in all at-risk patients who have a pneumonia diagnosis. While HCAP, HAP, VAP, and NVHAP may be caused by a wide variety of pathogens, EMDROS are becoming more relevant as etiologic agents. Risk factors for colonization and infection with EMDROS include antimicrobial therapy in preceding 90 days, current hospitalization of 5 days or more, high frequency of antibiotic resistance in the community or in the specific hospital unit, presence of risk factors for HCAP, immunosuppressive state or therapy, modifiable risk factors such as personal hygiene, example oral care, diet, physical activity, and substance use. Prevention strategies. Patients who are immunized and quit smoking have reduced risk for CAP. The population of hospitalized patients with CAP should be considered a high-risk group for rehospitalization related to influenza or pneumonia. Vaccination status should be assessed and acceptable candidates should be vaccinated. There is no contraindication for the use of the pneumococcal and influenza vaccine following an episode of CAP. Prevention of HAP, HCAP, and VAP includes regular oral care with toothbrushing, diagnosis and management of dysphagia, early mobilization, multimodal interventions to prevent viral infections, compliance with prevention bundles, influenza and pneumococcal vaccination, HH, respiratory therapy equipment maintenance, avoidance of endotracheal intubation, use non-invasive ventilation when possible, use orotracheal intubation unless contraindicated, since nasotracheal intubation has higher incidence of nosocomial sinusitis, subglottic secretion drainage, isolation of patients with resistant organisms, reduced use of nasogastric tubes, enteral feeding 24 to 48 hours after intubation, post-operative prevention, including deep breathing, moving about the bed, ambulating unless medically indicated, incentive spirometry. The CDC also recommends additional strategies, including ensuring that relevant HCP are provided with appropriate education, as well as regular refresher courses. incorporating pneumonia into surveillance programs, and using appropriate cleaning and disinfecting schedules and methods for equipment and environment. Preventing VAP and other ventilator-associated infections. Ventilator-associated pneumonia, VAP, is a type of HAP that develops in patients who have been intubated and have received mechanical ventilation for at least 48 hours. Risk factors for VAP development or related outcomes include risk factors for VAP development, intubation type, emergent versus non-emergent. Emergent intubation may be associated with aspiration and development of VAP. Initial route of intubation. Any endotracheal intubation is a risk factor. Etomidate use for intubation. Etomidate has immunosuppressive action. HOG not elevated. Suboptimal oral care. Risk factors for poor VAP outcomes. Patient comorbidities, including trauma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Inappropriate prior use of antibiotics. Decreased level of consciousness. Presences of gastric or small intestine tubes. Enteral feedings. Prevention of VAP requires close collaboration among pulmonary and critical care specialists, infectious disease practitioners, IPs, radiologists, clinical pharmacists, and microbiologists. HCP education regarding VAP and infection prevention is important because bacterial colonization can be initiated with the transfer of bacteria from HCP. Simple yet effective prevention measures, including HH and appropriate use of barriers, gloves and gown use, and SP, should be emphasized. Immunizations, for example, measles, mumps, rubella, pertussis, influenza, for HCP are highly recommended. Ventilator-acquired pneumonia prevention bundle. Elements of a VAP bundle that have been suggested by the Institute for Healthcare Improvement include elevating the head of the bed, avoid prone positioning, limiting use of sedatives when possible, spontaneous awakening trial or sedation protocols, strategies to minimize sedation in adults, daily assessment of readiness to extubate, avoiding intubation and prevent reintubation. Whenever possible, use non-invasive ventilation, example, nasal oxygen. Daily spontaneous breathing trials without sedatives. Maintaining and improving physical conditioning by facilitating early mobilization. Changing ventilator circuits only if they are malfunctioning or visibly soiled, per manufacturer's IFU. Regular oral care with toothbrush, without chlorhexidine. Using endotracheal tubes with subglottic secretion drainage ports for long-term patients. Considering early tracheostomy. Providing early enteral nutrition. Considering post-pyloric rather than gastric feeding in patients with high risk for aspiration. An example of a VAP prevention bundle checklist is shown in Exhibit 3-22. Exhibit 3-22. VAP prevention bundle example. Oral immunity is reduced after intubation, often leading to the accumulation of dental plaques, which may then be colonized by oral microorganisms. Published data suggest a link between plaque colonization and development of VAP. Oral care as a means of reducing oral flora that may be aspirated has become an intriguing additional element for this prevention bundle. Oral hygiene care includes toothbrushing and the use of mouth rinses, the removal of excessive oral fluid by periodic suctioning, and antiseptics. Ventilator-associated events. A ventilator-associated event, VAE, is a condition that results in a significant and sustained deterioration in oxygenation. The term was introduced by NHSN to be broader than the traditionally used VAP, as not all VAEs are caused by VAP. In addition to pneumonia, other complications that can arise from receiving mechanical ventilation include sepsis, acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS, pulmonary embolism, barotrauma, and pulmonary edema. VAEs are identified by objective criteria. Patient must have been mechanically ventilated for 4 calendar days. Respiratory status deteriorates after a period of stability or improvement on the ventilator. Infection, example, fever or inflammation is evident. Respiratory infection, example, via culture, is confirmed via laboratory evidence. VAEs are typically triggered by sustained increases in ventilator settings after a period of stability. According to Klompas et al., most VAEs in adults and children are caused by pneumonia, fluid overload, atelectasis, and slash or ARDS. Interventions to prevent VAEs, therefore, should be designed to address these causes. Non-ventilator hospital-associated pneumonia. Interventions to prevent NV-HAP are still being developed. Studies have been able to identify certain interventions that may lower NV-HAP rates, many of which are also applicable for VAP and VAEs. According to Klompas et al., interventions that can have an impact on lowering NV-HAP include regular oral care with toothbrush, diagnosing and managing dysphagia, early mobilization, multimodal interventions to prevent viral infections, example, surveillance testing of all admitted patients, universal masking when respirator virus transmission is high, assuring adequate ventilation. Bed positioning, example, elevating the patient's head, stress ulcer prophylaxis.